We're up to Ein Zayin, New Year, Tavshna Ein Ches, after Yom HaKippurim, cleansed, Arye is cleansed.
We're all cleansed.
Arye told me that it's like a car wash.
That's it, we're going through a car wash.
Did a sponge.
That's it.
They put soap, shake you up a little bit.
Do tshuva and you're good to go.
Okay.
Testing.
Rav Dav, we're going to start with Dav, Ein Vav Omid Beis. Ein Vav Omid Beis, we're going to start with the Mishnah, the Elohim Okay, Elohim Herogin. What do you know here? Okay,
I'm not ready, my friend.
The Elohein the following is a list of people who are Chayiv Herik. The Chayiv to be Chayiv, the Dalad Nisa is Bezin, so this is those who get killed by the sword. Which lachar means decapitation. Okay, the guillotine. The elu hein hanerogin haretzeach, a retzeach murderer, va anshe ir nidachas, all those people are anshe nidachas, a retzeach nupir. Okay, next one, okay, that's the end. That's it. Those are the only two. Those are the only two people in the Torah that get killed by cherev are the haretzeach and the anshe ir nidachas who worship avoy the czar. Weiter. So, tachnam a good word. I should turn this off. Tell me a good word. Okay, that was a good one. You like that?
Yeah. Finally, come up with a good one. All these years.
The Elohein Hanerogin Haratzech Va'anshe Yeridachas, period. Nuhalach Haratzech Shika Esradeh Be'evin Barzel Haratzech, which hits his friend with a stone or with Barzel, period. That's one halacha, it's Chayv Misa. Next halacha, V'chavash Olav L'Svechavav. Nuhalach, the guy already is in the water. The guy is in the pool, the guy is in the mikvah.
Yep.
And you hold him down.
Yep.
You hold him down. You don't let the guy come up. So it's halacha V'chavash Olav L'Svechavav. You put the guy in the mikvah, he does not come up. So that is this chayv misa. Here, the chiddush is even though you did not put him in the water, the person was already in the water. It's just that you held him down and did not allow him to come up. That's also a chayv misa. That's a very chiddush. It's not a grumma. It's chayv misa mamish. The guy goes for a dunk.
That's a chiddush because it's a grumma.
It's not a grumma. You're holding him down. The guy wants to come up. You're pushing him down. It's not a grumma. You're mamish. It's direct. The guy goes for a dunk, and he's about to go up, and you press him down. You do not let him come up. And the quack caused him to die. So you, since he's trying to get up and you're holding him down, that's mamish, a maiser, it's sicha, mamish, the person's chayiv misa. Next, or the person's in the fire. The person fell into the fire and you just keep him down. You hold him down. You do not let him come out of the fire. So the eni yochel alos misham v'meis chayiv, period. But let's say instead you push him into the fire, let's say the chofer l'sachom, you push him into the mikvah, and he's able to come up. He's able to come out of the mikvah. But if for whatever reason, he just something happens and he decides not to come up. Or, you push the person into the fire. Now, piderech hateva, the person has enough power to take himself out of the situation. And for whatever reason, v'yachol ales misham, and for whatever reason, he chooses not to ascend. So in these two situations, uvameis potter, because the person had the option, if he so wished, to ascend from the matzav of sakana, he chose not to do so. We do not attribute his death to you, even though you got him started. You got him there. It does not matter since he went and he did not. Since he went and he got there, you, the person who went and kept him down, is not chayiv misa. Okay, is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Let's say you incite the dog. There's a dog, and you tell the dog, go get him. Get him. Or let's say, there's a snake, and you tell the snake, you whisper to the snake, you see this guy over here? He's yours. Potter, in this example, why, grama. I did not do the ma'isa. I just gave instructions to the dog. The dog had b'chir chafshis. It's the dog's doing this, for I had most a grama, Amelia Potter.
It's not your price. You were talking about it's not your dog.
It doesn't make a difference. It's a secondary action because the dog has bechir chafshis. You tell the dog what to do. The dog does it.
The dog has bechir chafshis.
Yeah, the dog in this example is enough bechira, and the dog mela Potter. No lach. Let's say his shich by es anachash. He's not inciting. You take the snake. Your mamish take the snake and you put the snake on the person. And the snake then bites the person. So here, your mamish putting the snake to the person is machlaikas. Machlaikas says, where is the poison? Is the poison mamish on the tip of the tongue of the snake, or is the poison inside the glands? So the machlekes is if the poison is in the gland, so when you put the snake on the person, the snake has to choose on its own to release the poison from the glands. That makes you only into a grama. But if you learn that the snake is mamish on the tip of the tongue, it's already there. So when you put the snake on the person, you're putting the poison directly upon the person. So merely doing the mice mamish. Oh, you'll tell me it's a shaila metzias. Go to a scientist, I'll tell you what the metzias is. So obviously it's somewhere in between. Obviously, this, the poison in the glands of a snake, it's nishtahi nishtahair. Mitzad echad, it's in the glands. Mitzad sheni, it's mamish already on the tip. So mail, it's machlokes in the gemara. In that matzav of that mitzias, how does halacha understand this mitzias when the mitzias is nishtahi nishtahair? How do we view halacha? It's machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayiv, Vachachamim, Paitrin, Vaita. Omar Shmuel, Mibneima, Lenema, Yod, Babaris. It says, Evan Yod. What does it mean, Evan Yod? It means a stone that is the size of a hand. Just like a shofar has to have the size of a hand. So if a person wants to kill someone,
well, the shofar has to be the size
of a yad. Of a yad.
Sticking out. And
yes. A mashu more than 4 tefachim. Mm-hmm. Halach is a shofar. You have to be able to see the shofar. It has to be a bit more than four fingers, so that when the bal tokeo, he closes his hand, you can see it on both ends. Now, a stone, a shofar is l'chaim. A stone is l'mavis. Right. You throw a stone at a person, so the stone's going to kill the person, so the stone has to be also the size of a yad. It has to be big enough. You close your hands, it's a mashu above and below. Mamish, the same size you need for the shofar, you need for the stone. A stone is l'mavis, and a shofar is l'chaim. The same shi'ur. So why it says yod? Yod b'barzel. It says yod b'barzel. M'mneid l'may loy nemer yod b'barzel. B'msha barzel. And why does the Rabbi say, he's speaking about yod? It says yad evin. But when it says barzel in the Torah, it does not say the word yad in connection with the word barzel. Why not? The answer is because barzel is no shi'ur. Even the smallest little prick can kill a person. The person puts a marshes, they put a machat in the person's throat, that can kill a person. Mela shabarzel meimis bechol shahu meimel. That's why the Torah does not say the word yad. Ta'inam yachi Rabbi Amir goluy v'yadulaf meimisha amar v'chayyoh olam. This is an amazing expression. Why the Gemara uses this expression when it comes over to Misa? Shabarzel meimis bechol shahu lefichach lenitne b'yitara shiur. The Torah did not give a shear for barzel. For hanimile, that's only where, of course, the barzel nivros, where the person pierces the person in an organ which will cause him to die. But if a person takes a needle and bangs him, picks a piece of metal and bangs him, so then it's midin hakah. If a person is a prayer, if you're piercing the person with a tip, then the shear is a mashahu. But if the way the person is causing harm is by a zetz, then the barzel has the same din as a stone, and then the halacha demands that the barzel have a shear yad. It's not sufficient to be a mashahu.
Good. A mashahu, if he gets a cut, then he gets an infection. And he dies
not
from
infection.
He's saying he could.
It's
no, that's machnitois.
Oh, so that's a whole shayla. If he gets an infection, could be that's a grama. Yeah. Could be that's something that's sugi later on. The gemara's going to later on. If it's a natural infection, if a person does something where it's natural to get an infection in Nechanan, but it's not necessarily natural infection.
This guy's a hemophilia.
We're dealing over here with mamish. The location is so precise. This is what causes misa.
This guy's a hemophilia. He bleeds to death.
Bleed to death. So then, yeah, so if you know that, if you know that in advance,
you
know, so
you have to know
but let's
that.
Say Yitaka do not know, then you can say, I have Kavana, I didn't know that. I didn't know that by doing this would kill him.
Okay, well, he's saying, how can Machat?
Machat can't kill a person. That's what I told you. You have to pierce him in the location where it
you
can
kill
death.
Somebody with a machat?
Yes, it says in the throat. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mirvaz Barzuye, it's the third white line in the Hilga Rashi. Rashi, the Varzei Mirvaz. So it doesn't say this over here. Look rather actually for the second wide line. Shabar Zlomemis Bukol Shahu Alidei Techiva Shetoichiv Loimachat Beveshet.
I believe I.
Beveshet is the windpipe. The food pipe, the con is the windpipe. The vesh is the food pipe. That is Allah when it comes to an animal, comes to laws of shechita. The shechita make a treifa. So say by a human being also, you make a machad and then the hole in the vesh. There are two little oisils here on the side of the Gemara, ois mem and ois nun. And what do they say? Sifrei masei piska kofsamach Yushalmi kan. Okay, so we still to the Yushalmi, the Masuris hashas im hoy safais. We have over here the Naya Masar Sashas from the Oizva Chodar.
So it's interesting, so this person who got pricked in the Veshet, could be Taka only died 6 months later.
Oh, so that's a whole shaf. You don't die within 24 hours, you're not necessarily Chayiv Nisa. So you have to have that, but that's only in a situation, I don't know the part, you have to know the part, but I do
not. He's saying in the Veshet is enough to kill him in 24
hours. Let's go. No, but there is another halacha. There's another halacha. We have to eye into the halacha, look at the Rambam, see exactly how it works. There's another halacha that generally the person must die within 24 hours. If a person does not die within 24 hours, then you're not chayiv misa. So over here, the Gemara saying is chayiv misa, hid in the veshet. Let's assume the case was where he hid in the, and if whatever, he died right away. He hid in the veshet, a teeny, teeny mashu, and like let's say Taki died within 24 hours. So you say if he died within 6 months later, okay, so maybe Taki, you're right, but let's say Taki died within 24 hours, it's mitzias that a machat, a mashu who in the veshet is lethal. It's lethal. Food, the makom of food is lethal.
Vital. And again, you come into play. Come away with midrashim today.
What come with midrashim? Dealing with mitzvah. We're not dealing with manum over here.
Sure. If it's no mitzvah, it's sorry.
Right. So the person is not there right away. Okay, but then you're not chayim mitzvah. The person is not chayim mitzvah. Right. Okay. Vital. Now we learn the halacha of shalom tzachamai. Unless the person goes into the mikvah and he does not come. I know the person. He told me that they had a patient. He was a doctor. And an elderly patient, and he confessed to him, B'Sof Yomov, that he was reminiscing his whole life. He was a very old person. He said, you know, there was a child molester, and he said, the Rebbe, let it be known that the Olim should take care of him. And they got carried away. He didn't come out of the mikvah. So he was like scared, like he was an Amish murderer. He was a Ratzeach. He went too far. The Rebbe never meant shouldn't come out of the mikvah.
Waterboarding.
The Rebbe meant whatever. Waterboarding. To shake up the guy, not to kill him. And the guy was very scared. He realized, and this goes back probably, who knows how many years ago, this probably goes back probably maybe in Europe, where there was no law and order. So the guy, whatever. So this is mamash, like Morris, it's mamash ritzicha. The person goes down into water and you prevent him from coming up. So Morris, what's the chidush of the Mishnah? Reisha revusa kamash malan. The sefer revusa kamash malan. Reisha revusa kamash malan. Af agav the loy iud dechafa. I didn't push him to the water. He fell in himself. I didn't push him, and he fell in. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and I prevented him from coming up. Right? Oh, look at that. Look at that. I'm in the right place at the right time. It's keva and im yachal alois misham. Since I prevented him, umes chayiv. Sefer revusa kamash malan. If I push him. I didn't hold him down. I just pushed him. I pushed him in. I was playing around. I pushed him. I pushed him. Since at this moment of time, the person has the natural ability to arise, to come up, and he chose not to on his own. Because I did not kill him. I just put him in a matzah of sakana.
I respectfully say that you keep on saying that he on his own decided not to come up. There may be some other extenuating circumstances.
Other reason, right? Let's say he fainted.
Yeah. Whatever.
Let's say he fainted.
Yeah. Heart attack. Whatever.
Right? But I'm not. But yeah. When I put him into the water, I put him into the water. Also, I put him into the water. It wasn't over. There was still a chance.
Yeah, like people play around by swimming pools. They push people into the water.
So it's a very serious
thing. And then they hit the head on the bottom, you know, whatever.
Don't play around. No games. Don't live with guilt. Don't cause another person to suffer, other people to suffer, family to suffer. Then besides all the suffering that they have, think of the guilt you have to live with the rest of your life. That's the worst. The worst is to live with guilt in the past.
Mistakes of the youth.
Vaita, kovash, kovash min nalon, amar Shmuel, we will achidish, we put the whole person down in chai misa. Amar Shmuel, do amakro, how do you know this? Amakro, oh, be'eva, l'rabos es hamitzamtin, we don't know, it means with enmity. That's a fancy word. Enmity. With an N. Enmity. Be'eva.
L'rabbis. Two N's.
No, one. N-M-I-T-Y.
What does it mean?
It means hate. A very hard word to teach. The word Eva is a very, very schwer word to teach. You have to be ma'ain, and I have a Mordek Jewish. The Jewish is, you don't like Jewish, is Eicha. What's the chilek between Eicha? Eicha means, how could this be? Eicha. You know the answer is? Eicha is almost exactly the same as Eva.
No.
What is Eva? Eva, what's the difference between a chav and a beis?
Yeah.
A chav and a beis is a teeny, teeny mashu.
Yeah.
The top.
Yeah.
A teeny, teeny mashu.
No.
Because Eva means sinas chinam.
Okay.
So you want to know, Eva, how could this be? How could Hashem destroy the beis HaMikdash? You want to know why?
Eva.
It's the Zelba Zachas. Eva. And Eva, if you mind the farsh, you know what Eva means? Eva means the beginning of the beginning. Eva doesn't mean sinna. Eva, sinas chinam is already when it's sinna. Eva. No, what is Eva? It's very important to the Gemara. You know what Eva means? Eva means you're not like, you give tztaka to a guy because of Eva. Let's say a guy comes with tztaka in shul and says, "Can I have a handout?" So you say to him, "You know, listen here, sir. We collected the money for our people here in the synagogue.
Okay.
The members. We can't give you. Does he have tainus?" No, he doesn't have tainus. The money was not for him. He's not entitled. Give him because he is Eva. What's the, what do you mean? But it's not for he understands. I understand, but still, make an exception for me. So it's not a real hatred. There's no reason why a guy should be upset why he did not get a tztaka. There's no reason. He understands. If it was the other way around, we'd come to the church and we'd say, give some to the Jews. We collected it for us. We're not going to collect the money for you. So when the guy comes to the Jews, so why is he upset? He has nothing to be upset about. You're right. You have nothing to be upset about. Epis is a teeny, teeny tinge. From that little mashahu, It grows. It turns into sinna. It grows. That's the answer to Eicha. Eicha, how could this happen? You know why? Eva. Eva, the rabbis, as the word Eva, the word oi, I think it's the word oi, is extra. The rabbis, es hamitzamtzei. Mitzamtzei means you confine the person in a matzav to die. The person is already in the matzav, he's in the water. Hold him down. Hamitzamtzei, you're not going to leave this matzav of sakana. The Gemara talks about that. The child of his, we apply the word tzimtzum when it comes to nizakin. We just made a drasha. Oh, is a riboy to be marbi even when it comes to me. So what about if a person causes damages, torts, monetary damages, b'tzimtzum? For example, ahu gavra d'mitzamtzuma l'chevsa d'chavrei b'shimsha. There were animals, they were in the hot sun. The hot sun was beating down, and the animals wanted to get out. They were about to come out, go into the shade. I locked the door, prevented them from coming out of the sun, and they were prevented from going out. The sun beat down upon them, 100 degrees, they died.
Those people come from the tractor trailers from Mexico, they die in the trucks there.
But this over here is an animal, so yeah, it's din of nizakin. Ahu d'chagav d'vitzamtzal l'chavsa d'chavay b'shim from the sun, v'mitzah, and the animals died. So what is the halacha? Am I chay for nizakin?
And for the Gemara, to bring this in over here, there's no connect to what we're talking
to Misa,
about.
The Gemara says, Misa.
Okay.
Misa, so Shiloh when it comes to Nizakin. So it's Machloikis.
We're not talking about Nizakin.
Oh, so it's not Baba Kama. This is Sanhedrin, so you're talking right. But Divrei Torah, Aniim B'mokim Mechad, Vashidim B'mokim Macher. This is a classic example. Okay, you have to learn Gan Shas to know where to find. And you should know that I tell you a side. The Divrei Agoda of every Mesechta is never in that Mesechta. The Divrei Halacha. Ruba the Ruba is in the Masechta. But the Divrei Agoda that fatiges the Mahus of that Masechta is not in the Masechta. The Yisoidus of Sanhedrin, you're not going to find this. You're going to find it in Horios. You're going to find it the Yisoidus of Shabbos. The Divrei Agoda of Shabbos, you're not going to find the Shabbos. You're going to find other Masechta.
Imagine I could have gone through my whole life. I'm not saying it's sarcastic. I could have gone through my whole life and not known this particular point.
It was Kedai to come. You should not miss a day. You should not miss a day.
Don't leave 9
you
o'clock.
Don't know.
Don't leave at 9 o'clock. Don't leave at 9 o'clock.
Don't know what you can miss. Every single day of a shiloh, you don't know what you can miss. You don't come.
It's a powerful, powerful idea.
You don't know what you can miss. How come we can't get some more people over here? No one wants to come over here. No one wants to come. I guarantee, even if I would pay people $100 to come a night,
that's because you have to get an extra trailer outside.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'm telling you the truth.
Go ahead.
Even if I would pay $100 a night, I couldn't get a person to come.
Okay, let's go.
I guarantee you.
When
it comes to the zchus of Limud HaTorah, it's mamish a gift min Hashemayim. All the money in the world can buy the zchus of being Limud
HaTorah.
Ahu gavra de mitzamtzma lechevsa de chavrei b'shimsha. He put an animal in the sun. Umitza, the animal died. Ravina mechayev machlokes mechayev v'racha bar Ravina mechayev. Why kal v'chomer? Marot seach. Ritzicha is kal. It's very lenient to kill a person. It's a very easy thing. Why? Because there's no chiv misa. The laws of misa are very kal. The Torah is not mechayiv. Only b'mezid, premeditated murder. B'shoigeg, b'oinis, there's no chiv misa. So therefore, you see, and yet, when it comes to tzimtzum mechayiv, al achas kam of the kam, when it comes to nizag, the Torah is very machmir. A person is chayiv even in sleep. Even if he damages someone in a sleepy side, so therefore, how much more so is going to be with Simpson? So therefore, the Vilma Machai Kavacham, Mazrat, Sechloi, also by the Shaykh Bin Gmezid, the Oines Kirat Sain, Chai, by a Samet Samsein, Nezokin, which is Chomur. How do we know it's Chomur? She also by Him Shaykh Gmezid, the Oines Kirat Sain, Ainadin Shaykh Bachem Samet Samsein, Allah is Kalkama, there's going to be here for Mit Samsein. Ravacha bar Rav Potar, Omar why? Ravacha bar Pot Peter, Omar Rav Mishrashi. My time to avud the Abba. What's the reason of avud Yaba? My father, the grandfather, the Zayda. Look at the very strange Gemara. So Zayda, how often do you have the Gemara? The Zayda. Ravacha bar Rav Peter, Omar Rav Mishrashi. Mishrashi, I guess, was the grandson of Rav. Rav Mishrashi was the grandson of Rav. So he said, my time of the avud the Abba. What's the reason the father of Abba? Rav is Abba. The Paiter, Amakra, Mois, Yumas, Hamake, Reitzeachu, is a Mirt, even though you don't make Halvachemis in this case, but Reitzeachu the Chayvlon, Mitzamsem, Benizokin, Loi Chayvlon, Reitzeachu the Chayvlon, Mitzamsem, Benizokin, Loi Chayvlon, Mitzamsem. It's a Gzeris HaKos, there's only Din Simpson by Reitzeach. There's no Din Simpson by Nezokin. Gezerus hakosid was right. Seach is extra to limit the scope of tzimtzum only to murder, not to the laws of nezokin.
Habayish
lomit.
Ein shemin adin.
Eight ancient minadin. That's not oinish. That's not a kavachomer. And that's over here a mamotzino.
I'm talking about the originally
nizokin.
The kavachomer. The kavachomer.
That's misas bez and nizokin.
You don't say ancient minadin by nizokin.
You do not say that. You only say ancient minadin only when it comes to misas bez.
I'm
no chassid.
I suspect it.
There is no busha here in this makam. I'll tell you all of our years of eris chasha.
I suspected that. That's but
I'll tell you all the secrets.
But the Gemara doesn't discuss.
My secrets.
But the Gemara doesn't discuss
my
anything.
My secrets.
Over, and what's about the?
No, my secrets. Yeah.
And what's Taka Ravina's reason why he doesn't use his pasuk over here? His pasuk over here.
Oh, good kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer that. Yeah. The Gemara, that's very kind. The Gemara leaves us hanging. Very often, more from that, the Gemara leaves us hanging. Chad guy, I call the Chad guy. You go one for next, right, and then the end we leave that hanging. I don't know. Right, new Gemara Amrava. Kifasay v'meis bara pot. The person he ties up a guy. See a buddy, tie up a guy in the basement, tie him down to a chair, and you say, have a nice day. And the guy starves to death.
In the tower, in Marama Rothenberg, what was that?
No, he didn't starve to death.
There's another one of them.
He didn't starve to death.
Another famous mice over there. Okay, yeah.
Dreyfus of here?
They killed him.
Yeah. No, he didn't kill him. He died in prison. He died a natural death in prison.
Really?
There was another
he didn't die. He died a natural death in prison. Oh, they didn't bury him for 14 years. They didn't let him release the body for many years.
Was he shown?
What?
Was he shown?
Sholem, yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was. He had a yeshiva in jail also. He was learning Torah nonstop. He was one of the. He was a rishon. He was a kaddish from there. He was an unbelievable stories about him. Amarav, he was one of the last rishonim. Amarava, shali srufa beish. Amarava kisafa v'meis. Let's see, type of person he dies barav. Okay, the guy dies barav. Potter, why? Why is he potter? Because it doesn't happen right away. It takes time to happen. You know, it's very important. You say from Afudna. Afudna says a person can live without a bias. Let's say you're homeless. Live in the street, live on the train. Live. How long can you live in homeless? A long time. Yeah. Eventually, your person's going to fall into the train tracks. But you can live a long time. Let's say a person doesn't have clothing. How long can you live naked in the street? Well, eventually, it's going to get below zero. Take a year or two. The guy's eventually going to go if he's naked. How long can you live without food? Arye, food. How long can you live without food? A few days, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month.
Water?
7 days, 4 days.
Those are concentration camps for years.
How long can you live without air? Harry Houdini.
Can't.
4 minutes, 5 minutes. It's a long time. If one says, how long can you live without cover? No, without covered.
Oh.
Not even a second. Not even a second. Wasn't the Kedah to come for the Shifra? Not even a second. A person needs covered. Without cover, can't live a second. You know who told this to me? Rav Shmuel told this to me.
Kills a person. There you go.
Rav Shmuel told me this far. Rav Fudna. Kavod, you need kavod. Kavod means, doesn't just mean people should go and bow down to you. It means self-worth. I have a purpose in this world. I have a purpose. I have a tafkid. You have to have kavod in this world, right?
That's not kavod. That's self-esteem.
What?
That's
okay,
self-esteem.
So fine. That's what kavod means.
No, it isn't. Come on. Kavod is a whole different poem.
Right then.
It's a whole different
poem. Omar Rava, Kifasai
Vames.
I'm Shmimim told me that part. Love.
Okay.
The mother of
Ashram. Self-esteem. He didn't mean
this
kavod.
Is Makan.
He meant self-esteem. He didn't mean kavod.
I've heard this said kavod.
I'm telling you what he meant.
So go ask him. Go to my phone.
Omar Rava.
Bring him back. Omar Rava. Kefasai umeis barapa. The person who ties the guy down, he does barapa. Why? Because it's indirect. The person is not done immediately. It takes time until the different millets are grama. Amviam Rava. Kefasai v'cham. When the person the sun, he lies down and says umeis. Or betzina umeis chayiv. Why? Because that's immediate. Person right now it's a boiling hot. It's 1,000 degrees outside. It's very very cold. And you tie the guy down. The heat and the cold is here. It's going to trickle into his bones. He's going to die. His chayiv. It's direct. Let's say it's now a beautiful spring day. And yeah, God, it's going to take time until tomorrow, the next day, until the cold air comes from the Arctic. Soif cham olavai, soif tzin olavai, potter. Because it's not immediately, it's a grama. V'yam rava, kefasa lefnei ari, potter. If you tie up a guy in front of him, Arye, a lion.
In
front of a lion, potter. Because he's such a nice guy, he couldn't fly the guy.
Teddy bear.
He couldn't what?
Teddy bear.
Teddy bear. He couldn't fly this guy. Memela, potter. Potter, because it's the Ari who makes the decision to devour the person. Lifnei Yatushin Chayiv. Why? Because the Yatushin Rebbe Chirsh Yatushin is they have no bechira. They have no mind of their own. Yatushim gnats. These are poisonous. The poisonous mosquitoes. West Nile virus. Poisonous mosquitoes. They're going to come. So therefore they have no bechira. They just come. That's what they do. That's the mitzis of these creatures. They don't have a mind to themselves. Memela. If you put a person in front of the Yatushim, it's not like an Ari. An Ari thinks. Now he has a mind. The male it's a grama, but a yitush has no mind. The male it's a given. You're killing the person on the spot. Rav Ashi Omar, he disagrees. Not because they have no bechira. I feel he's a yitush nami. Because the mitzias is the first round. Don't touch the guy. It's the secondary. That's the mitzias is a swarm. The first swarm in front of the person they don't want. It's the second swarm that kills the person. The male it's also called the grama. These are very strange things. I don't really understand the Gemara. I'm just reading the words over here. Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here. Look at the Rashi. Kavos of Nelly Potter. The inami lo haya kafos lo haya yochel lahatzil atzmai min hari. I told you wrong shot in the Gemara. Told shot. It's not because of the bechira chafshes. It's not because of the bechira chafshes. It's not because you're tying. It says you tie him down. Even if you would not tie him down, the lion would devour him. Okay, so a male could be devoured no matter what. But cool, I don't know what does that mean. So what does that mean exactly? The guy, they're going to be devoured. What do you mean they're going to be devoured? The guy could run away. Chvestish. I don't know. The Gemara is saying is that since anyway the guy's a dead man, so he didn't not really do anything. Next words of Rashi, Hani Aziv Asi. When it comes to the Yitushim, it's not the ones that in front of them. Hani Aziv Asi. V'loy Meis Aide Yitushim Hori Shaynim Shayim Luchanim Sham Shemake Shekama Kitos Avu Olav. There are many groups. Mitzias of Yitushim. I have no idea what this means. That if you put a person in front of the Yitushim, it's not going to be the first swarm. It's going to be the second swarm that's going to devour him. Memela, there's not going to be chimis according to this man, Diyamar. Itmar, new Gemara. Kaf, Allah, Gigas, new Allah. A person, you put a barrel upon a person. You put a barrel over his head, middle of the ear. So not really, it's not really suffocation. You're causing, I guess you're denying him oxygen. It's a bad ear, hevel. It's not really clear what this means. Rashi says, umeis behavl. What do you mean, carbon monoxide poisoning? That's what you want to say, because you take away the oxygen, so you carbon monoxide. I have no idea what it means. All the Gemara says over here is kafel of gigas, put a barrel upon a person's head, or new exil, porla maziva, or you take down the ceiling. You take down the ceiling, look at Rashi over here says, v'zeho yoshev nichlusa shamatzina. You take down the ceiling, and now cold air comes into the house, and the person dies from the cold air. He's sleeping in a warm house. You remove the ceiling, and now the cold air comes in while he's sleeping and it causes him to die. What is the halacha? It's machloikas. Rava Rav Zer Achadam Achayev V'chadamar Potter. So we do, one says Yechayev, one says Yipotter. So Rashi says, why? We put Shorik Bo L'Achazman. The man that says Yipotter is because it's coming L'Achazman. Now the one wants to know who. Mihu Zevi Ezehu. Who is the one that says Yipotter? Identify for me the individual who pulls Yipotter. So the Gemara wants to say, we don't really know who says Potter. If you want, I can show both of them, potentially are the ones who said Potter. Tistayim, I will prove to you, the Rava who the Yama Potter. The Yama Rava, Kifasa Umeis, He's the one who said, if you go and you tie a person down in front of a lion, you tie a person down to Mesparov Potter. So there, just like there, it's indirect. The hunger is indirect. Likewise, the hevel of the barrel, the cold air that comes in from the roof is indirect. Adraba, this time I'll tell you, it's the other man, the Amar, the Rabbi Zera. Whatever you do, you should be successful. You should be a leader. You should lead the way. You should be a roish. Roish. Just me and you. You know.
There are other people in the place.
What counts is the Ribbono Shel Olam here. Don't be afraid of anyone more.
You could kill us about the world.
Shh. How can you say that?
That's why you should stay. You should stay, because without you here, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame here. He's baiting you.
Bye to the Gemara. Adaraba. Testayin. The Rizera. Who the Amar part of. And you're right there, Rizera. Where's Mr. Black tonight?
What you call him and ask him?
It's not Monday night tonight. Right. Adraba testayim. The Rebbe Zera. Who do you have my part? The Rebbe Zera. Hi, man. The Alia Lechavrei the Besa. The Shesha. First, to bring his friend into a marble home. A marble, airtight. An air marble home always means that it's airtight. There's no other oxygen in this room other than this room. The Alia Lechavrei, you light a candle. So you light a candle, what happens? Lighting the candle, you go and you remove the oxygen. You bring a person away and you take the missing dies chayiv. So lighting the candle, you're basically taking away all of the oxygen, you're killing the person. In fact, so the more makes it the time of the alag leshraga. That's only because you lit the candle. But holy alag leshraga. Let's say you do not light a candle, he'll anyway die. If you put a person in an airtight room, he's going to consume all the oxygen. He's going to die eventually from the carbon monoxide that he's going to breathe in. So why don't we go see over here that you're killing him by just putting him in the room and killing him, teretz mazik, because it's indirect. It takes time. If you light the candle, you're accelerating in a significant way the amount of time. You're doing a maisa to take the suck out the oxygen. But if you put a person in the room and you lock him up in the room and there's no windows, and he himself consumes all the oxygen, that's called indirect. So you have a raya that if you do something indirect, the hevel, you're going to be potter. So therefore, it's perfect. It's the other man that's going to be potter. Kali shaga lo, you're not chayif. So you have a raya that he is the one who says he's going to be potter. The more says, no, amel yin tuchasim below shaga lo loy maskel havla. There's a fundamental difference. There, the hevel does not start immediately. When you put a person in a very large room and you lock him up and you close the door, he's not going to die immediately. It takes a couple of minutes, it takes a couple of hours. Whereas if you put a barrel of a person's head, he dies very quickly. If you go and you open up the take off the ceiling and the cold air comes and he dies very quickly, the more I'm saying it's more direct. Everything in this world is relative. There are no generalities in this world. Every situation is different. If it's very swift, fine. Therefore, lemaschil havla b'shaite hacha b'lo shraga. Look, you're in the Gemara. Arya shragaroth. Look at that. Today's your day. Look at that. Today's your day. Arya shraga. We're talking about Arya. El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and now it's Shraga, or the Orat Torah, day after Yom Kippurim. So therefore, the Hacha below Shraga, now we Masel Havla B'Shaite. The Hevel begins below Havla without the Shraga. Now we Masel Havla B'Shaite with the barrel. You put the barrel on the person's head, or you put the person, or the person who pick off the roof. The Hevel starts immediately. Okay, that comes the Gemara Simon Sulam Tris Samonim B'Koysel the Gemara Amrava. The chafel above a sulam babar, new sugya. A person, you push a person to a pit, and there's a ladder in the pit. So right now, when I push the person in the pit, can the person get out? Yeah, there's a ladder. This is the same thing I said in the Mishnah. The guy you push the guy into a pit, and in the pit, and then what do? And then someone else comes along. The sulam, there's a ladder in the pit. Therefore, the person, if he wants, he can come out of the pit. Ubo acher, and another person comes along, the silkoi, and he moves the ladder. Okay, a third person comes along and he moves the ladder. So then when he moves the ladder, so now who is the one that's causing him to die? No one. Each one of these two people can claim innocence. The first guy can say, listen, when I pushed him into the pit, there was a ladder. The second person can say, I'm not the one who put him in the pit. I'm a grandma. I just took away the ladder. But I did not put the person in the pit. So each one of these two people can say, it's the other guy. It's not only me, Mimela, they're both going to be part. You got that? You got that? You sure?
Yep.
Amrava, the chafel bar. Even if the person who pushed him in took it away, the person himself, he alone, the guy pushes him into the pit, and then he himself takes away the ladder. He's also going to be part of why the beidna the shadie. The moment when he threw him into the pit, yachol la'alaisu, the person could have come up. And since he did not come up at that moment in time, therefore what I've done now later on by taking away the ladder is secondary. Mamela, I'm not going to be chayif. Good? I shoot an arrow, and the person is wearing a bulletproof vest. At the moment when I shoot the arrow, the person is going, not going to die because he's bulletproof vest. He has a shield, and as the bullet is flying, the missile is flying. Unitali takes away the shield. So, even if he's Superman, and the one who actually shoots faster than a speeding bullet, the one who shoots the bullet goes and it goes to the person and takes away the shield. He shoots the bullet, and then he goes in front and he takes away the shield. So now, what is halacha potter? Why the vidah the shadi? Eishoy mishum chitzay. When I shot the bullet, my mayas is over. That moment in time, the guy is meant to live. Now, when I take away the shield, it's indirect. Nemela the vidah the shadi bay. Mifsak pesikire, my arrow was hefsek. There was a hefsek preventing my arrow from killing the person. Mamela, I'm not going to chayiv misa. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Are you falling asleep?
Not yet.
Did you see all of my things I sent you? Did you see all those gifs that I sent you?
What'd you send?
I sent you a ton of stuff.
What?
A text.
You sent a text, but you didn't send
a ton of gifs. I sent GIFs, 10 of them.
What's a GIF?
After my, I'll show you. I have to go look at your text. If not, I'm going to have to download for you a new version, a new text, so you can see my GIFs. I sent you some valuable stuff. You didn't say anything? The Shadye Bey Mivsak Pis
Pisigiri.
Let's say you shoot an arrow with someone in Biyodeh, and the victim has medicine. He has in his possession. He has in his possession a medicine to be healed from the wound. Ubo acher, and the person comes along with a pigeon, and he disperses. He takes the medicine and he throws it into the garbage. So now the guy dies. So therefore, my chayef for killing the person, because when I shot the arrow, I killed him. But when I shot the arrow, the person, if he so wished, he could have healed him. So he could have taken a pill, and he would have been healed. And now, before he took the pill to heal himself, someone came along and took away his pill and flushed down the toilet. So am I chayiv for killing him? No, I'm part of why? Because when I shot the arrow, this person had the ability to save himself. Even if the person who shot the arrow himself went and took away the medicine, he's also going to be part of why? Even the moment when he shot the arrow, yachol lehisra, he could have healed himself. Good? Next Gemara, Hala. Amar Ravashi, Hilchah de'afilu b'samonim b'shuk. Ravashi, afilu samonim b'shuk. Even if there are samonim b'shuk, I shot the guy, and the guy now is deathly ill. But all they need to do is call 911. They'll come. They'll take him to the hospital. They'll fix him up. So if there's potential, the moment when I shoot a person, I go and I kill a person, I go and I do something. There's potential this moment in time for the person to be healed. There's potential for him to get help, to receive help, to get ingredients, medicine, in order to be healed. Then the Mela, I am potter because I did not do anything wrong. Because the moment when I did the Avera and I did Maisa, there was still potential to live. L'chaim. And if he chose not to take advantage, to take out his smartphone and call for help and save himself, I am not responsible. Got it?
Yep.
It's a very important halacha. Let's say the person, when you shot the person, there's no medicine. There's namish, no hope. There's no hope, a desert island. You shoot a person, and the guy's going to die. And all of a sudden, mamish, a miracle happens. A guy drops out of the sky. There's a helicopter that happens to land over here, and they have a first aid kit, and they can save the guy. So therefore, and then shemazlik. So someone. I don't know. They get the guy. Whatever. No one does it. Or I destroyed. Or he destroys it. Someone else destroys it. But at the moment when I shot him, at that moment in time, Piderach Hateva, there was no hope for the guy. The guy is a dead man. The guy is a dead man. There is no solution to save this guy. And then after I shot him, a miracle happens. It's nizdamin lo, a solution. A solution evolves. in this world where now he can save himself. But he does not take advantage of that situation. He sees like Hashem. Hashem told you a lifeboat, and you choose not to save yourself. Not to save yourself. So is the person who went and committed suicide, is he going to be chayif? No. Because the person who shot him, is he going to be chayif? No. Because since Hashem was mezakeh, the person giving an opportunity to save himself, I already can say, listen, he had a chance. So, and he chose not to take advantage. Even though what I have done really should have finished him off, but I got lucky. Since he had in his damin loy an opportunity to save himself and he chose not to do so, I'm already off the hook. Because it's not totally my doing. He could have saved himself if he so wished, even though at the moment when I did the ma'isa, I did not know that this would happen. But since the bottom one did happen, mela, I am not chayiv misa for what I have done. Is that clear to you? Okay. Next Gemara. Amar, let's watch the halacha. Mahu. Amalei told him, he's a potter. Hare yotso mideis din zakai. He left the courthouse innocent, mela, not responsible. V'yamarava, nu halacha zodak tzror. If I throw a ball, a rock, and it bounces off the wall, and it kills the guy. So of course, this was premeditated. You know, you have a very good aim. You know, you're an expert in this matter that when it ricochets, ricochet, you know how to do it. You know how to shoot, and it's going to ricochet and kill the guy. Like in the movies, right? You know how to do this. So chayiv etano tuna, and it goes backwards. Ricochets chayiv. The guy is chayiv. Why is chayiv? We have a tuna. We don't learn a proof.
Tuna.
Tuna. Tuna. Tuna means a brisa. A brisa that supports this halacha. Going elu hamasachakim bakadur, racquetball. People who play racquetball, shaharugu b'meizin erogin. They hit the ball against the wall, and the wall bounces back.
And they did
it on purpose to go hit the guy, kill the guy. Chay in erogin. B'shoigeg. Let's say they shoot the ball at the wall, and the wall bounces off. The ball bounces off the wall, and they kill the guy. B'shoigeg. Goyel. They go to galus. So the Gemara says b'shoigeg. Goyel. Pshit. Of course, if the guy kills the guy, b'shoigeg. Of course, galus. The Gemara says that's not the chiddush. You're right. The reason why we taught this price was teach you the reisha, chiyav misa. The mezid neherogin is shrichalei. Mahu the same, or you might go say hashrot safiki. You might say that this hashrichalei was in the burden. They warn the guy, don't do it. Don't hit the ball against the wall and cause it to bounce back. Hold this person. We're warning you, do not do this. So maybe this is not a good valid hashrot, because who says the guy has such good aim? Who says the koyach of throwing something against the wall and bouncing back is something which is biyodov, which is something which a person can really do? Not everyone is in the Olympics. Olympics athlete can do this thing over the air. Therefore, we may say it's hasra safik. Who says the hodra that it will return? And the more kamash mlum, the person is nem, the person has the koyach. We assume the person that he has the expertise, he has the training, he has the skill. He's being paid $3 million a year to do this. He can do it. The male, they give the person hasra, do not do this because you're going to kill him. Therefore, the hasra is not a hasra safik. It's a valid hasra. The guy is going to be chayiv misa. Next gemara, Tony of tachlifa. Bahar Marava, Kamed Ravavahu, Gurun Elu Hamasakim Kadur, Halacham, those who throw balls against the wall, Shahargu, who kill. So they're here, he says, makes the following statement. If the ball kills the person within 4 amas of ricocheting, I throw a ball against the wall, it ricochets. If the victim is standing within 4 amas from the wall, then Toich Arba Amas Potter. The murderer is exempt from murder. Chutz li arba amos, if the ball ricochets more than 4 amos and kills the person, chayif. So the Gemara says, doesn't make any sense. I'm going to reveal the Rav Ashi. What's the case? Idikon nichale. If the person wants it to more than 4 amos, less than 4 amos, if you aim, the guy is sitting 2 amos within the wall, and you aim at the wall, it should ricochet and kill the guy within 2 amos, so you should be chayif. Doesn't make any sense. Why you potter? I feel a put in ami. Vidaloy nichale. If I don't want it to happen, then even if the guy is sitting more than dalal amos away from the wall, I feel a put in ami. Nami lo shnai be chayif. Amalei. So he says, no. The case over here is going stam misachki makadu kamba da ayli tvei minech nichale. We're dealing with a person. Is this Golas? A little Golas. Shaygek. A person that kills by accident. Because if it's premeditated, then of course you know what you're doing. Here the guy killed by axe. The Gemara is saying, Stamazoi. When a person throws something against the wall, it is your kavana. When you do not ask the person what his kavana is, or he does not even think what his kavana is, when you throw something against the wall, it's your concern that it should ricochet more than 4 amos. And if it fails to ricochet more than 4 amos, it means that you are shvach a mensch, you have not fulfilled your original intent. So therefore, a guy throws a ball, a stone against the wall, and it ricochets. If it ricochets more than 4 amos and it kills a person, the one who threw the stone is chayv golos, because his kavona has been fulfilled. When you throw something against the wall, you want it to go backwards at least 4 amos. But if the stone goes less than 4 amos and kills the guy less than 4 amos away, then you're potter, because obviously you did not have kavana for this. It's not what your kavana was. When you throw a ball against the wall, you're not going to score points. You're not going to be a potential schera to be picked up by the Olympic team. Cool. If it only goes to Amos, Mele was not a good kavan. Mele, this is Oinis, and Oinis is exempt from Golis. In order to be Chayav Golis, you have to find a sweet spot. It can't be too much of an Oinis, and it can't be too much of a maze. It has to be right Goldilocks, not right in the middle. Right in the middle. Good? Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
You davened well yesterday? You davened
Rabinu.
Davened?
Aye, the Rabinu.
Yakoi,
the Rabinu.
Chaim Blum, they do roofing. They do roofing. They want to hear this. I'm not interested. Okay, I say. Vayit in the Gemara. V'raminu, we have a stira, hamakadesh. V'nafal kiddush al yadoy al atzad, yachach nafal l'shoykes. And this refers to the poradumu water. You're coming out to create for the very first time a trough of poradumu water. So you go and you throw the ash into the trough. When you throw the ash into the trough, you have to throw it directly into the water. If you miss and you throw it on the side and from the side it falls into the water, it's not kosher paraduma water. Got that? The water must go directly from your koyach into the paraduma water. So the water is saying you saw it. If you throw something against the wall and it bounces off the wall, that's the same thing as if you threw it mamish, and it's as if you mamish to it. With your kavana bouncing has the same koyach as mamash would use the nifluk avakasha. It's a makadish. You're attempting to sanctify para aduma water in a trough. For nafal kiddush al yado, and the ash falls on your hand, oh al hatzad, or on the side of the trough, and it ricochets. The achar kach nafal lashaykes, and from there it goes into the trough of water. Puzzle, it's no good. So the fact that the Gemara is saying, why is it no good? Did we not just know one moment ago that if you go and it ricochets against your skin, against any object, it's the same as the koyach? So why is it no good? It must then be that when there's something ricochets, that's not called your koyach. If it's not called your koyach, there should be no chi of misa and there should be no chi of golos. Got the kasha?
Yep.
And if the Gemara, you got the case all along, the case not only have kavana. If you had takav kavana, if you had kavana, I wanted the ash to ricochet off the wall, off my hand, and go into the water, of course it's kosher. The case is going where that was not your kavana. You've put it bedavka on your hand, and from your hand, it fell. Then ricochet. Oops, I missed. And then the wind came and blew it and fell into the water. Or it happened to go onto the side, and then from there it just fell into the water. So it was not due to your koyach that it went into the water. You missed. And then it just fell inside. And for the Gemara Hachah, my skin, here the case going where it dripped. Nay Gemara, Toshma. Machat, a needle shahoya nusuna al acheres. Now you're coming to purify a needle, and now I'm sprinkling the water itself. I'm sprinkling the water itself upon an object that is tamei. Herr Meisel? Oh no, you're falling asleep.
That's not the case.
Oh no, he's falling asleep.
Machat nusuna al acheres.
Bain Shalom, the guy's falling asleep.
Put me right, it's like a sleeping pill.
Guy's falling asleep. I had two guys in my shir in the morning. I told you this.
Yeah.
I met them on the street.
Yeah.
They both told me, humbly said to me, I stop coming. There's something about your voice. When I come to the shir, I'm wide awake. Something about your voice. You put me straight. You put me to sleep. What am I supposed to say?
Like a hot milk.
Look around. Can't get anyone to come. How long is this going to last?
It's holding on by here.
How long is this going to last?
By here.
It's getting worse and worse.
Now we're down to Lehman. Block is gone.
Lehman is gone.
Weinberg is in Israel.
He's not going to come one back. Come once a week. Come once a week, not even.
That's your favorite. Go ahead.
Lehman's very busy. He's a busy man.
Hi. Okay. Toshma, machat shahayin nesuna al cheres.
Machat, a needle. Shahayin nesuna al cheres. On cheres. And you're sprinkling pora aduma water to purify the machat. V'hizo lecha. But you don't know what happened. You're not sure. Safek al hamachat hiza. The bottom line is the needle is wet. Question is, how did the water get there? Did the water go directly from my hand to the needle, or did the water go from my hand to the cheres, and from the cheres to the needle? So it went onto the cheres, and to the needle, it's no good. It didn't go direct. When it comes to purification, there's no such thing as a connecting flight. You gotta go direct. You gotta go direct from my hand onto the needle. If it went from my hand to the cheres, from the cheres onto the water, what a chutzpah, what a chutzpah. What a chutzpah, what a chutzpah. I went yesterday to a makom. There was almost 2,000 people straight for 12 hours and not even one cell phone went off.
How do you know?
I was there. 12 hours straight.
Maybe you didn't hear it. All that yelling.
12 hours straight.
All that
I didn't even hear
all that,
one
they were
cell
yelling.
Phone. Not even one person even text.
They had a, what do you call it? A vibrate.
They didn't even bring it.
They had it vibrate.
Tell this to a guy, they wouldn't believe you. They wouldn't believe you. They wouldn't believe you. A mocking of 12,000, and no one's holding them hostage. No one told
how
them.
How many thousand?
About 1,700.
Yeah.
Not even one cell phone went off.
How do you know?
What?
It vibrate.
I would have heard.
What, you would have vibrate?
Vibrate? Is it amazing? Is that amazing that you want cell phone went off?
Come on.
Vait machat shahaya nesuna lacheres visa lachvasa machana siza safik lacheres siza umitzol olahaza umitzol haza say, and the water mitza means the water then the more assumes now ricocheted. So what is halacha? Puzzle. So we do not know how the water got there. Did the water go direct, or did the water go from the cheres, and from the cheres did it ricochet onto the water, onto the machat? So what's the shaila? If it ricocheted, did we not? We just learned one moment ago that when it ricochets, it has the same status as direct. It's your koyach. Hello?
Listen.
So it's a kasha. Because we just learned one moment ago that if you throw something against the wall and it bounces off the wall,
ricochets.
It's called your koyach.
Right.
Over here, so what's the problem? Manavshach. If the water went on the machat, it's good. If the water went on the cheres and from the cheres bounced off the cheres onto the machat, that's also your koyach. So what difference does it make? The bottom line here is the machat is wet. It doesn't make a difference if it's direct or it's indirect. The bottom line is it's your koyach. So it should be good.
Yes, sir.
The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean mitzah. Matzah, change it to matzah, the gears to matzah, which means it basically shoyses. The water went onto the cheres and it stopped. My koyach stopped there. And then somehow it went from the cheres, it just happened to spill onto the machat. It's not due to my koyach.
Okay.
Got it? Therefore, it's not a raya. New Gemara. Nay Gemara. Amar Papa. Hayman the kafte lechavu ve'ashkil alei bitu to my person. He ties on his friend. Tie him down.
Go ahead.
And then I release the dam. I release the floodgates and the guy drowns. The guy drowns in the water. Mechayv anat. Gidei didehu mechayv. I tie a guy down. I release the floodgates and the water goes and floods him. So what's halacha? Chayiv misa. Okay, but the Gemara says this is really having a sugya. You have a nezakin, you have all this whole sugya, Baba Basra, all these sugyas. Why? Why? Because honey milei the koyach rishon. That's only the first gush of water. The first gush of water. Alvokach sheni gurama ba'omuhu yipater. Got it? What killed the guy? What killed the guy? The first gush of water killed the guy? The force of the first, yes, it's chayim misa. But if it's not the first gush, it's the second gush of water, they're going to be potter. This is physics. All of those things are physics. You throw a tsar lamala, the whole chalit studen, and it goes on the side. So the Mara says, "I'm lay marbra barav ashi lav rapapa my timer the mishum klechahu. Why am I chayif? I shot the arrow up in the air. How did it go down and kill a guy? Gravity took it down. It's not me. That's gravity. It's not me. It's gravity. So why am I chayif?" So Rabbi says, "Mishum klechahu. I'm lay marbra ashi lav rapapa. What's why am I chayif? My time mishum klechahu." If it's my koyach, it should go up to Shemaim forever. If I shoot the arrow up in Shemaim, it should keep on going forever and ever. The fact that it came down is gravity. It's not my koyach. The e laf koyachu. If it's not my koyach, tezel sachas, it just drop. It should go and bang, just come right down. Elos Marian says, explains koyach kochoshu. So this mamish laws of physics. When you throw, you go through something into the air, so even when it's this gravity and it's taking it down, it's only taking it down to this location because of where you sent it. You put it up. It doesn't just drop like that. If you give it force, it comes down over here. That is a combination of gravity and your koyach. Combination of grabbing your koyach is what's called koyach holosh. If it's your koyach, it will go like this all the way into outer space. If it's gravity, it would drop like that. Koyach kochosh is physics. It's like this. You shoot a missile from the United States, goes all the way into North Korea. Boom. Little missile man. One more. He calls him the little missile man. The little missile man, he calls him. Got it? Tezel el, the e lav koyachu el tezel takas el koyach kochoshu. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, koyach kochoshu ain't a koyach chazok el a kitsas koyach koyachu yeshkan. Vahai deloy azel el. The reason why he doesn't go all the way up to Shemayim. It's because mishum shakola koyach chizek, the strength hazrika, the hoeven chazeres laris, the stone that comes down to the earth. Avladayin halachas he mimixas koyachay, but the location where it comes to land is still due to the initial force that you put into this object. Okay, so in this sugi over here, Al Latifi said this off the laws of velocity and koyach and the formulas.
Tarabanan
hiko asab ne adam. 10 people beat up a person, even if they don't stick, and he dies. Everyone is part. Everyone contributed. Everyone was a participant in this act of murder. You cannot pin it down on one particular person. Memela, everyone is exempt. That's the Shita Tanakama. If it's Itaka b'vasachas, Itaka, you can't go pin it down to one person. But if it was b'zachazeh, so really, the guy would have died, even after the first guy. They kept on hitting, but the last guy is the one that was makariv misasai, memela his chayiv mis. Okay, the last guy is the one that finished it off. They both asked from the same pasuk. Ish kiyakes the kolav shadam. It's kol nefesh adam. What's the ribui of the word kol? So he says, Rabban Sarvi, kol nefesh, adiko kol nefesh. Rabbiudas ben Mserah Savar, kol nefesh, kol duhu nefesh. Tanakam, so we had to go kill the person and dance him. As even Bevezach Azeyipot, according to Rabbiudas Mserah, according to Sagman Yomar, even if you take away a small amount of the neshama, you makar misas, so that is also enough to be chayiv misa. Vaid the Gemara, Amar Rabba kol moedim b'horig es ha-treifa, shupa, the person killed a treifa, killed a dead man. The guy that's not going to live more, the year potter. The goyseh spidei shemaim. Everyone agrees you kill a person who's a goyseh. The person's on life support. And you pull the plug. Potter. Shuchayef. The person who is on the life support because of what a man has done to him. Mar medam lele trefa, the potter. Mar medam lele goyseh spidei shemaim. Mar medam lele trefa, my time. What is he going to do with a goyseh spidei shemaim? Goyseh spidei shemaim. Lo yisar be maisa. Nothing was done to him. I didn't do anything to him. There was nothing done to him. Mele, you can't compare the two. Mele, a grace with Shemaim, you're going to be chayev, but a grace with them, you're going to be potter. High the sav, but grace with Shemaim, lo sav mes, high is sav mes. A man, the medam, the grace with Shemaim, my time, the medam, the treifa, treifa, mechatchei simonim, this mes was done. His simonim been cut. Haloi mechatchei simonim. But this person's simonim was not come, mele, there's nothing on him. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Tony Tana.